Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Sunday Morning Mix, where I bring you as much news as I can and discuss it. A little tired. Just finished my last cup of coffee. If you'd like to call in any thoughts or anything on the topics I bring up, call at 213-943-3372. And I'm your host, Rooster. And I'm here to discuss morning news. Well, I've got two new shows on here. I just did a segment on Pizzagate, which you can catch that on my profile here. Or my other profile, actually. I have three different profiles. One of them I'm not going to be using. Two of them I plan to use for news so I can have an hour news day. Well, Pizzagate. I'm going to do a quick recap on that. For anybody who doesn't know about Pizzagate, I've been talking about it for like 4 months now, 5 months now. And no news show had at the time when I was saying it, had actually reported on it. Well, this week, Fox News finally reported on it. I was happy to see that because people who know me were like, holy cow, like you were right. Like, what the hell is going on? Is this fake news? Pizzagate is not fake news. It's legit. It's a horrible thing where the rich and the powerful get together once a year, and it's got a lot of politicians involved, unfortunately. And the Clinton machine is huge involved in it. A lot of people wonder why Comey came out a week or two before the election and said, hey, you know, we're reopening the Clinton case. Well, folks, what they found on Anthony Weiner's computer was the most disgusting, horrid thing that these people could ever come across. I actually even heard from a news segment that when Comey and his other officials and the New York Police Department came across this computer and looked at all these files, some of them even cried because of how bad things look on that computer. So Anthony Weiner, you're going to go to hell, and you're going to bring your ex-wife Uma Abedin and the Clintons with you. And I just want to commend Mr. Weiner for being such a retard and actually exposing the Clinton machine even more. So thank you, Weiner, because that means people are starting to learn the truth behind Clinton. And all of you out there who say Russia hacked the system. Even if Russia did hack the system, the stuff that was uncovered about what the Clintons had done is disgusting. So I commend Russia because, in a sense, I think they helped us. They saved us from a presidency of which rapes children. That's disgusting. Look up Pizzagate. You'll see. Look it up. They're calling it fake news. It is not fake news. It is real. It is real, and it's not just happening in America. That's how I know it's real. See, I have a page that I've been conducting on Facebook since 2012. It started off as the National Coalition Against Child Abuse, but we grew. We turned into the International Coalition Against Child Abuse. Look us up on Facebook. We are all over the world now. Before, we were just in America. Now we're running everywhere. I started that page. It took a lot of work to start. Now it basically runs itself. And the thing I've been coming across a lot from the pedophile hunters across the seas and everything else is that it's not just American politicians. It's all over the world. All these politicians get together. And what's the most disgusting, besides the fact that they're raping these children, but some of the parents of these children have volunteered their children to be a part of this disgusting, grotesque move by the rich and powerful. So they're trying to defer you right now from the attention of Pizzagate. So they're saying Russia hacked the elections. Russia did this. Russia didn't do nothing. Russia, if they had anything to do with it, we're exposing a disgusting truth. And the thing is I have respect for Putin. And you know why I have respect for Putin? It's because he's a tough guy. He's not out there raping children. And his country is actually stronger than ours right now because of Obama. But I think Obama did that purposely. The inauguration is coming up, and our fearless leader, our new fearless leader, is going to be vulnerable at the inauguration. See, during the inauguration, you have thousands of people out there, and where it's held is a no-gun zone. And I think, quite honestly, I think somebody is going to make the attempt on our president's life. And I think Obama knows about it, and I think Hillary knows about it, and I think the Democrats know about it, and I think they're planning something big. They are trying to figure out how they can still deter Donald Trump from going into office. They're trying to illegitimize his presidency because their way of life is over. Thank God their way of life is over. Tomorrow, Monday, the electoral votes for the president. Now, anybody who knows anything about politics, the electoral vote is supposed to vote for the American people. So we all voted for Donald Trump. So they have to vote for Donald Trump. That's actually, if they don't, it's illegal. They can actually get either jailed or fined or something like that. They have to. But the thing is all this week you've had people going on the news from the Electoral College talking about how they're being threatened to not vote for Donald Trump. Well, guess what, America? Donald Trump's going to be our president. And if he isn't, then all hell is going to break loose. Because Donald Trump won that presidency. And I think he won because people are sick and tired of the typical politicians. We're all sick of it. We're all sick and tired of the typical politicians screwing us over. Well, guess what? The Democrats in the last 8 years have pummeled America, have pummeled our job communities. They say, oh, unemployment is up or is down, whatever. It's down 4% than it was like 8 years ago. Well, guess what? 4% in 8 years? That's disgusting. That is despicable, for God's sake. That is despicable. So, yeah, they're trying to steal the election. Look, you guys had your chance. Democrats, you had your chance for 8 years, and you guys reduced this country almost to a third world country because of everything you guys have done. Look at all the attacks we've had this year, lone attacks from ISIS sympathizers. And what has Obama done about it? Nothing. And then he launched this huge thing, the Battle for Mosul, so that just on time for the election they could say, oh, we defeated ISIS. Well, it didn't happen. His ISIS, they're working against him now too. Because they think that their caliphate is the only way of life. Well, their caliphate is garbage. Okay? Their caliphate is garbage. No, they want to steal the election from Donald Trump because they know that their way of life is done. That Donald Trump is going to end it. He's going to drain the swamp, as he keeps saying. And I'm all for draining the swamp. I don't think the government should have their hands in everything in our country. I think the states should take care of the states, cities should take care of the cities, and the federal should take care of the federal. That's how it should be. Look at You all didn't think Trump was going to win. Nobody thought Trump was going to win. Hell, I woke up the next or that morning of the election and said to myself, damn it, we're going to have a Hillary regime, another 4 years of hell to destroy our country. I was surprised. I have never paid attention to an election like I did this one. Never voted in my entire life until this election. I stayed up all night and I watched. I watched him just crumble her. Crumble her. So, what do you do? I don't know. I don't know, America. I don't know. You got people who support pedophilism? Because if you support Clinton, that's what you're supporting. If you support Uma Abedin, that's what you're supporting. Anthony Weiner, all those people, the Democrats. See, I remember a bunch of years ago when they had the problem with the priests, and they were moving them around because these priests were raping children, so they moved them to another convent and everything else. That is what the Democrats are trying to pull. They're trying to be secretive about Pizzagate. They're trying to tell the news stations, you report on Pizzagate, we're gonna shut you down. Pizzagate is real, people. Look it up. It's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting what these people are doing to children. Some say there's even satanic worship. Now, do I believe that? I don't know what to believe. I do believe in Pizzagate. Because it's not just happening here, it's happening all over the world. And all over the world besides here is reporting on it. We are the only country that's not reporting on it because we don't want the embarrassment of the Democratic Party. Bill Clinton went to this event once a year. They have it like once or twice a year or something like that. He's been to these events 123 times. Can you believe it? 123 times. You know, I used to think that Bill Clinton was a good president, but back then I didn't know crap. As an adult, now I know that Bill Clinton was not that. All he did is ride the tail of Ronald Reagan, of the Bushes. He rode the tail of the economy was still good then. So everybody said, oh, he was a great president. Well, guess what? When he first started out, he got really extreme. And then people were like, whoa. So he toned it back. And then all that dude ever did is just party in his goddamn White House. And that's what he wanted to be in the White House for. He wanted to be sitting there drinking some Hennessy, smoking blunts, and doing whatever the hell Bill Clinton does. Because let me tell you, Bill Clinton is a strange bird. And so is Hillary. I mean, you pay attention to some of the outfits they dress Hillary in. They're Muslim outfits. Now, I'm not saying the whole Muslim religion is bad. Okay, everybody has the right to their own religion. The extremist part of it is horrible, and it's despicable, and it should be destroyed. She dresses like an extreme Muslim. Hell, the transition team for Trump has officially stated that the White House is to be restored to its original glory. Basically, the White House right now, as we sit here, is decked out in all Islam colors, Islam flags. Most of the cabinet of Trump, Obama, they despise what he has done. And I think that's why he wants to take revenge on his own party. Because I think he knows that some of his own party voted for Trump or voted for other people. Didn't vote for Hillary Clinton. So those people were smart because they knew that she was bad, a bad leader for the Democratic Party. And now I think Obama has announced that he's going to stay in Washington for a few years and help the Democrats. I think Obama's just there. He wants to destroy them even more because they helped in destroying his legacy, or at least some of them did. Got any questions, any comments you want to make to me? 213-943-3372. Call me up. Give me your thoughts. This show, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing a full show on this episode this morning. I got a few things I got to do around my house, but I wanted to get out of here. I wanted to get out of here, talk about everything that's going on. our presidential elected president, who's to be in office in January, is going to be vulnerable on Inauguration Day. Because where they hold inauguration, they hold it outside. Thousands of people are outside, and it's a no-gun zone. And I think they're going to try to set it up to get Trump assassinated. And I think that's just despicable. I think Obama is a despicable president. I think he's disgusting. I think his cabinet is disgusting. That Josh, whatever, who comes on and does the press releases, him and his little smug smile, I like want to punch him right in the face for smiling like that. Just like the oil companies who sit there in the Senate and people ask them questions and they don't have to answer them. And they get all freaking smiley about it. They love it. They thrive on pissing people off. I know they do. And that Josh whatever does too. He thrives on it. He thinks he's all that. Thinks he's so goddamn smart. Let's see him survive on the street. See how smart he is then when he gets mugged. Because they know they're not going to have jobs when Trump comes into office. And if they do have jobs, they're going to have to follow his way, or it's going to be the highway. And you know what? As much as some people would say, oh, that's not right, it is right. We need to push our country back in the direction we were. We are America. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in God. We allow freedom of religion. No one religion should be the ruler, I think. I think everybody's got the right to their religion. Me, I personally believe I'm a Christian. I believe in God. I believe in Jesus. Jesus died on that cross for you and me. That's what I believe. Am I skeptical about afterlife? Sure, we all are. You don't know. We haven't died and come back to life, so you don't know. But we got to get our country back to being America. We were the heroes in World War II. We were the heroes in World War I, I think. I'm not a great historian, so if I'm wrong about something, please correct me, but I definitely know we were definitely heroes in World War II. We were pushed into that war, and when we went into it, we defeated the bad guy. Now, you got this president who doesn't want to do crap. You got Russia flying close into our destroyers because they know Obama's just a pussy. You got China threatening us if we try to, you know, change the trade deal. Well, China, screw you. You've been screwing America forever. So it's about time you got screwed. We need jobs back in America. We need to fix the inner street, or the inner cities, so that the black community, the Hispanic community, the white community, the Indian community, so everybody can live in harmony, peace. Granted, I don't think you'll ever take care of gang life completely, but if you clean up the streets, you get enough officers, you get enough people to support cleaning up the inner cities, we might see a different change. You might see the black community not feel so segregated as much. The Hispanic community, all the communities. I understand they feel segregated. They have to understand, though, we are not the ones segregating them. Their president is. But he's masking it like we are. President Obama hates white people. He does. He cannot stand America. That's why he wanted to reduce it to rubble. That's why he's done nothing in office for 8 years about any of this ISIS stuff. He wants to reduce America to a rubble because he grew up in a time where racism was rampant. Well, good for you, Obama. But guess what? I don't want to hear about slavery because there isn't a person alive that I know that owns a slave or has owned a slave. So guess what? In my eyes, that is a topic that's a dead subject. Yes, it happened in the past. But America's not like that no more. Yes, you have your spats of racism out there. Sure. You're never going to get rid of that, though. You just got to appeal to the people who don't believe in racism, like me. I don't care about the color of your skin. It's how you present yourself. So yeah, we need to fix the inner cities. We need to get jobs back. We need to drain the swamp. We need to get rid of the offices that have an empty building, but they're getting funds for that office. We need to get rid of the excessive spending. We need to, for God's sake, in 2009, the Obamas put a garden in so that they could have fresh vegetables. And it costs $3,000 a bean to have our tax money put into a garden because they want fresh fruit. Melania Trump said that garden is to be removed and that she's going to have fresh fruit delivered. It's cheaper on the American people's taxes. And Democrats, really, you're not taking the high road when you sit there and you blame the Russians for hacking the election. You're taking the low road. You're doing everything you can to discredit the presidency of Donald Trump when the fact is you cannot face the facts that your candidate is a dirty scumbag. She is a scumbag. Her husband's a scumbag. Her lover, Uma Abedin, is a scumbag. And Uma Abedin's ex-husband, Anthony Weiner, is a scumbag. Come on. John Podesta is a scumbag. They're all scumbags. Involved in child molestation. Disgusting. And this ain't me putting out fake news. This is me seeing exactly what I saw on Fox News this week twice about Pizzagate. Democrats, stop blaming the Russians. Because Vladimir Putin's already pissed off enough. He's already given an ultimatum to Obama, which, granted. And the Russians don't like Donald Trump all that much either. But they, even if they did have something to do with it, they saw the lesser of the evils. That's how I voted. Donald Trump, to me, is the lesser of the evils. And actually, since he's been nominated, he's acted more presidential than Obama, Hillary Clinton. Come on, fake news. Fake news didn't cost you the election. Your candidate did. I watched her on that live debate, one of those live debates, sit there and tell people, we are going to raise the taxes. We're going to put more death grip restrictions on jobs. She sat there on national TV and said that, and then thinks she's going to win? No. It's time for America to wake up. We need jobs. We need a future for our children. And I'm sorry, but Democrats are not going to provide that. Because the Democrats are too busy trying to line their own pockets. Look at that Jill Stein. She did that recount thing. She lined her pockets. That's what she did. She knew that Trump won. Everybody knows that Trump won. She lined her pockets. So, all righty, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to be it for me today. I will see you guys back here tomorrow. And you just have yourselves a good day.
This song is called Judas.